Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
34 minutes after the hour. It is the Good Day program. Such a good day to be with you. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen.
The, I just want you to say, I'm Doug Steffen and you're not.
Okay. I'm Doug
Could
Steffen.
Could you do that sometime?
You're not.
Thank you.
Johnson & Johnson ordered by a jury to pay $55 million
wow.
to a woman who said that using their talc powder, which was for feminine hygiene, caused her to develop ovarian cancer. The folks at J&J say they will appeal this. But this is the second time this has happened to Johnson & Johnson. They have about 1,200 lawsuits accusing them of not warning consumers about their talc-based products. Talc is a very, very dangerous substance. A lot of people use it on their private parts to help them dry, help with odor.
Absorb sweat, yeah.
Right, exactly. But there are severe cancer risks that have been discovered the last 12, 14 years. And apparently, Johnson & Johnson didn't want to change their formula for whatever. So this trial in Missouri went on for 3 or 4 weeks. Jurors deliberated for less than a day. They said that Gloria, I think her name is Reistersund, was to get $5 million in compensatory damages, $50 million in punitive damages.
Wow.
Now, we were talking earlier about the Hulk going back, suing Gawker again, because he got $140 million through the first time. Let's see if we can get it, and take another shot at another $100 or so million. What actually happens in these cases is they never get what the award is. There's always an appeal.
And
lawyers get a third.
Right.
It's like winning the lottery in a sense. You never get all that it says on the screen you have won. And in this case, she may end up with, depending on how all of it goes in the courts, she may get $20-25 million, but she has cancer, for God's sakes.
I know.
Why
do we put baby powder on our baby's bottoms?
Thank you for asking that. I want to know why that is. It is very highly touted. The people at J&J say that 30 years of research supports the safety of their talcum powder. They will keep defending their product. I would think they'd want to, with 1,200 suits against them, I think they'd want to alter the formula somehow.
Yeah.
And one of the things that is their best-selling powder, as a matter of fact, is their baby powder. They have shower-to-shower party powder. I've put that on my hoo-hoos for years. She got treated for cancer. It's now in remission. Yeah.
Right. I might need some severance pay, sir.
No, you're okay. You'll be fine. Speaking of pay, airline profits are through the roof. You know, we all, for years, worried about whether our favorite airline was going to survive. My favorite airline was TWA. It didn't survive.
Spoiler alert.
No, it didn't survive.
No.
After that 747 went down, which had nothing to do with the airline, the people that were running American Airlines at the time promised to do things for TWA to help them, and then they reneged. They went to court. And they were able to buy the proceeds of the company for $786 million. And then they screwed all the employees. The guy's name was Carty, who was running American at the time. Just a bad guy. American made a lot of money in that deal. Over the years, though, none of the airlines have made this kind of dough. They've all declared bankruptcy. They've all basically screwed the small companies that were, you know, the vendors. Now, small businesses always get it in the neck when there is a bankruptcy. And so these people are around crowing at how much money they made. Profits last year for the year, profits for the major American, and I say major, add them all together. You got American, Delta, United, Southwest, JetBlue, Virgin America, who am I leaving out? Alaska, and Virgin America, and that horrible excuse for an airline. Spirit,
right.
Allegiant. There are a few other mongrels here and there. $25 billion in profits.
Wow.
On $400 billion worth of business. Almost.
And you, yeah, and you know, you have to pay for everything now. It always seems,
they're giving us pretzels on American now. You're right in the back.
They won't give you peanuts
because of peanut allergies.
Right, we're living large with the pretzels.
They'll give you these pasty pretzels that are just junk. Why bother?
You know, but they give you the sad story. Well, fuel charges are so high.
That's no, they
you
aren't.
Have to charge so much.
Fuel is lower than it's been in 35 years. That's a bunch of bunkum, too.
It is. It's just the story that they're selling, and people are buying it because they still want to go places. And
I know. So anyway, the one thing that needs to be underscored here as far as travel is concerned, starting now, those of you who are getting ready to go on vacation, maybe you'll go this week, you'll go this month, you'll go later on. Make sure that you are aware that security lines at the airports will be long. They will be much longer than they ever have been. Wait times will be epidemic because the government has screwed you and this up again because they can't manage the TSA. They cut the budget. So, of course, what do? They slow everything down. The budget cuts, if they had management ability, would not affect you going in and out of the airport. They would affect other operations the TSA does. But no, we're not going to cut those operations. We're going to screw you because we had our budget cut. And so the games continue and the misery begins. And the feds just throw up their hands. Oh, what are we supposed to do? You're supposed to do your job, you jerks. It's just, I find it so frustrating to have to put up with this stuff. I call it security theater because that's all it is. It's like a welfare job. These people are nonsense. It doesn't do anything to make your flight safer. What they do is complete nonsense. They wanted, all the woman wanted to do when Jennifer and I traveled a couple of years ago together, well, this woman could hardly wait to get her hands on Jennifer's breasts.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, swear, she didn't even buy me dinner.
No.
It's a bummer. you know, the one thing that TSA does is creates a new target. Have you noticed? This kind of freaks me out. Whenever there's a gathering of people, I feel like that's prime target for the bad guys. And by putting these big lines at the front of the airport, it almost seems like it's
out
more of a danger than a safety.
Yeah, they wouldn't think. They're not smart enough to think of that, though. They aren't. They're not
Maybe
smart enough
to think
of that.
Maybe they should listen to this show.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That's a great idea. Let's listen. We'll listen more to the show. Everybody, listen more to the Good Day program. All right, so Victoria, let's get the story on Venmo, please. Explain for the audience why this is good.
Well, Venmo is an app that is free, and we were talking a bit yesterday about bitcoins and other forms of payment, and Venmo is an app that I mentioned yesterday that is, basically, it's a money sharing app. So if you're out to dinner with your friends and one friend has a credit card and everybody else has cash or whatever the situation is, or you want to split the bill, you use the Venmo app. You send money to your friend through, all you need is an email address, and then poof, the money appears in their account. So it's been free, and I hate the word millennials, but everyone says millennials love Venmo. Kara, you love Venmo, right?
Yeah, I like it. And it's super great for, you know, when you go to a restaurant with a big party of people and they're not going to split the check. Well, okay, then you have one person or two people pay for it. And then everyone, you know, can pay for their exact amount instead of having to kind of throw a bunch of money and hope it works out.
It's super convenient. And, you know, I know roommates that send rent to each other this way. I mean, it's really cool.
What am I missing here? It's too much trouble to give the waiter a credit card or two. The other night we went out to dinner, my sister and her husband and Meredith and I, and we took two credit cards and we split the thing. Well, I don't get.
Well, two is fine, but if you're in a big
group. What the hell's so difficult about that?
Yeah, and I think it's hard when, if you're out with a bunch of single friends and you're not all in a couple and there are eight of you, well, okay, they probably don't want to take eight credit cards. It's one thing if you're there, you know, four people and two of you are in a couple, you know, it's a lot different.
And a lot of places are cracking down now on the number of credit cards per check.
Really?
I don't know if you've encountered that, but yeah, a lot of places are saying, all right, only two cards per check. So anyway, so Venmo comes into play, and it's a super popular app, so much so that their growth is up to $3.2 billion. Mm-hmm. Now they're adding in, you can use credit cards for a fee, but you can add that into the service as
PayPal,
well.
PayPal, amazing. Let me help you if you are not resting well, had a couple of bad nights, maybe you've had a couple of weeks that were bad, maybe you had a couple of months, a couple of years, then you obviously do not know about Your Pillow being My Pillow. My Pillow, I will give to you. With you purchasing one My Pillow, I'll give you another one free. That's right. Get a good night's sleep with a great pillow, the My Pillow. Fellow, it's Mike Lindell who said, you know, I've been making pillows for everybody else for years. How about we sell them ourselves? So that's why they're all over the place, all over the marketplace with these great pillows. They are unique. The patented fill stays put. You'll sleep like a baby. So if you'd like a turn at this, call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen. Do not waste another night tossing and turning and being uncomfortable. Get one My Pillow at the regular price by dialing 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS and you get a free one. My Pillow goes to you. So you have My Pillow and then you have My Pillow. Two My Pillows for the price of one. You can go online and order them at MyPillow.com. You got to use that code DS though. But better yet, get the order straight. This is a made in America product. Satisfaction guaranteed. 800-874-8985. Promo code DS.
America Weekend. Today on App Check, HipMunk sorts your flight and hotel searches by agony factors like trip length, number of stops, and price. Great visual design.
Nice.
HipMunk. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it. Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
Smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This flashy outfielder made 13 stops in a 25-year career, including four separate stints in Oakland. He's a 10-time All-Star who holds career records for stolen bases, runs scored, and leadoff home runs.
And Ricky goes, a pitch taken, he's going to have it. He does! Ricky Henderson, no contest, steals third base.
So where is Ricky Henderson now? The New York Mets hired Ricky as a coach in 2006 and helped Jose Reyes at the plate and on the base pass. The following year, the Mets promoted Ricky to first base coach. Ricky was elected to the Hall of Fame in 2009, receiving almost 95% of the votes.
I am now in the class of the greatest players of all time.
Ricky Henderson still stealing the spotlight. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care, Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus, guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
All right, from the good news department here on Good Day, this is the way we're going to save ourselves. NASA has found three planets that could support life. They are orbiting a dwarf star. And this star is ultra cool. Ultra cool is a scientific term, even though we think basically when we hear ultra cool, we think it's really cool. But it's an ultra cool star because it isn't as hot as many of the stars in the galaxy that we're in or in the universe. So this is a 40 light year trip to these any one of these three planets that are just like the Earth, it would seem. Now, we've done the math. Remember when Voyager, remember the movie V'ger was the star of the first Star Trek movie? And the Voyager went out and it's gone. Kara did the math. What did you say, 14 hours it's out? 14 light hours?
Yeah, it was like 15.6 light hours. And it left in 1977. But the thing I read was from 6 years ago, so it's probably like another hour or something.
So here's how you do the math. You take light travels at 182,500 feet per second. So you multiply 182.5 times 60 seconds times 60 minutes times 12 hours times 365 days, and you have the amount of travel that light could do in a year. So multiply that times 40, and then you have more of a headache. But in real time, the Voyager, having been out there for 39 years, from 77 to now, it's only out there for 15 light hours away from the Earth.
So then how can they say these Earth planets are only 40 light years away?
Well, it's closer than 50 light years away.
I guess.
That's for sure. Wow. I do have a headache now. 50 minutes after on Good Day.